This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A package of foreign aid bills that includes additional funding for Ukraine has received final congressional approval in the Senate. The measures have been sent to President Biden's desk for signing, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
President Biden issued a statement shortly after Senate passage of the package, saying it sends a message to the world about the power of American leadership and that he intends to sign it into law as soon as it reaches his desk so the U.S. can send weapons and equipment to Ukraine this week. The bulk of the money in the roughly $95 billion package is earmarked for Ukraine, but there's also billions for Israel and other U.S. allies.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. Dozens of students have barricaded themselves inside of two buildings on a Northern California campus. Columbia University in New York has extended the deadline for protesters there to clear their encampment. And as Noelle Evans of member station WXXI reports, students at a campus in upstate New York have joined others in establishing protest sites in support of Palestinians.
A few dozen students gather around tents outside of the University of Rochester's student union. They're calling for the university to stop study programs in Israel and to publicly call for a ceasefire. Palestinian student Omar Darwish says this is a matter of moral obligation.
Today marks 200 days, but 199 days ago, they should have called for a ceasefire. They should have just advocated that they want people on both sides to stop dying. Like, again, what is so terrible about that?
While anger mounts over the suffering of the Palestinians caught between Israel and Hamas, the war and some protests are stoking anti-Semitism. University officials say they are monitoring the situation closely and prioritizing the safety and well-being of people on campus. For NPR News, I'm Noelle Evans.
At the Supreme Court today is a case dealing with whether a federal law requiring hospitals to provide stabilizing emergency care preempts an Idaho abortion ban that only makes exceptions to save the pregnant person's life. Nina Totenberg reports.
The Biden administration, backed by the American Academy of Emergency Physicians and other major medical groups, contends that a 1986 federal law called the Emergency Medical Care and Treatment Act requires that hospitals provide standard stabilizing care for any patient whose life or health is in serious jeopardy. The administration argues that conflicts with Idaho's law and that under the Constitution, federal law preempts state law. But Idaho counters that the emergency medical care statute was not meant to set a national baseline and that the overarching Medicare law under which the statute was enacted defers to state and local laws.
Nina Totenberg reporting. This is NPR. Tesla has announced plans to cut more than 6,000 jobs in Texas and in California. The electric automaker is cutting costs amid disappointing earnings and slowing demand. The cuts will affect 10% of Tesla's workforce. Consumer advocates are expressing concern over the growing popularity of so-called earned wage access apps. Critics say they offer what amounts to payday loans, citing the tips and fees they include. Proponents say earned wage access apps help consumers living from paycheck to paycheck. Law enforcement officials are providing more information. On Sunday's break-in at the home of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, Steve Futterman has more from Los Angeles.
The break-in at the mayor's residence occurred on Sunday. Normally, there would be officers at the scene to provide security, but there were not. The break-in occurred during a shift change. LA's interim police chief says that gap has been taken care of and it will not happen again. In her first comments about the burglary, Mayor Bass said she is limited in what she can discuss.
Let me just say, first of all, I am fine. My family is fine.
The suspect, 29-year-old Ephraim Hunter, has been charged with burglary and vandalism. The LA district attorney says Bass was the target, but is not given any motive. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
A Korean War veteran has finally been honored for his valor in combat. This after the Army reversed itself and awarded 96-year-old Earl Meyer of Minnesota the Purple Heart Medal. Meyer was rejected for years because of insufficient paperwork. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.